10:05, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. The final hour of today's program. Rush Limbaugh coming up next here on News Talk 790 KFYO. You can dial in at 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. You can send in your thoughts via email, chad@kfyo.com. That's chad@kfyo.com. And throughout the next few weeks, we'll be visiting with different candidates for different offices in election 2014. A big Republican primary that's out there for a number of candidates. And joining me in studio to talk about his campaign for U.S. Congress, Dr. Donald May. Welcome back, sir.
Chad, good morning. It's always great to be here with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming in studio today. Tell us a little bit about your campaign, how it's been going. I know we visited with you early on in the campaign. You've done, a lot of traveling. I've seen your Facebook page. You've done a lot of traveling throughout this area, this District 19. Tell us what you've been hearing, what you've been seeing from folks in this area.
Well, it's certainly been a lot of fun. It's as you know, we have a large district. It's almost as large as some states, and just getting around and seeing the people. We've been getting over to Abilene quite frequently, seeing the people over there, and it's been very, very encouraging. People are looking for change in Congress. I know change is a tired word with the Obama administration, but people really want our Congress to get up and do something and to stand up to the Obama administration and to fix things. People are tired of Congress writing bills to increase the size of the government. They want Congress to get back to reducing the size of the government, writing bills to bring down the size of our government. We don't have a sunset provision in the federal government as we do in the state of Texas. These are things that people want. They don't want the government piling on and piling on, Chad. Mm-hmm. They want the government to get back to its original position of protecting them. Protecting them from our foreign enemies and from our domestic enemies.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because I know last time you were here, you said that what you would like to do is author up quite a few small bills, small pieces of legislation that would reduce government. Of course, right now, let's just say election 2014, it goes through, everything stays the same. You're elected, but as far as the Senate goes, Senate is still controlled by the Democrats. The House, controlled by the Republicans, and you've still got President Obama. What is your plan exactly when elected to start trying to reduce government? Because the math, as of right now, the math has to add up somehow.
It does, Chad, and I'll take your assumption that we don't change, that the House stays in Republican hands, that the Senate and the White House remain in Democrat hands, at least until 2016.
Right.
But the House, a couple of things. The House has the power of the purse. Bills start in the House. The most important thing, though, that we can do, I believe, in the House, and as Republicans and conservatives can do, is get the American people informed. Get the American people excited. They're the ones who are going to change what's going on in this country. They are the ones who elect the people to the House, the Senate, the person to the White House. We have to get the American people engaged. There are less than a quarter of the people who will probably vote in the primary coming up on the 4th of March here in Texas. That is not engagement. Plato, 2,500 years ago, he says, if you don't get involved in politics, you're eventually ruled by your inferiors. And this is what we're seeing in the United States of America today. You mentioned small bills. I believe that small bills are the best way to fix things. And I'm not talking about writing bills to make more programs. Writing bills to cut down the size of our federal government, its reach and its power, and to return that power and that money to the people and to the states where it rightfully belongs. Federal government has its hands in way too many things. We try to elect good people to Washington, mm-hmm. but none of us are smart enough to run every sort of business. Running the federal government, keeping our military going, protecting us, keeping our borders secure, that's the job of the federal government. Running insurance programs, overseeing insurance programs, including health insurance, health care, welfare, education, that's the job of the state. That's where the founding fathers intended it to go, by the 10th Amendment, by the fact they didn't include any of that in the Constitution. And we need to get it back, because who best to take care of the poor, the indigent, to educate our children? It's the people here in Lubbock, the people in Abilene, the people in Big Spring, and the people in Texas.
Do you believe that right now the Republican leadership in Congress is with you on this? Because you know that there's a divide between the conservatives, it seems, as Republicans, and what are deemed as the more establishment. John Boehner, Speaker of the House, he is seen as more moderate, more establishment. And do you think that your views would line up? Do you think there would be conflict there? Do you think there needs to be a change in leadership?
There needs to be a change in leadership, but our government is set up for conflict. It's not set up for kumbaya, getting along with everybody. It's set up to do a very small amount of work, to make very few changes, to keep our military going, to keep the country safe, to keep the roads going, to keep our sea lanes open. But beyond that, the rest of it comes down to the states and the people. Government needs to get out of the way. We've got major problems with the Republican Party. We've had it for 100 years. Major problem is Republican cowardice. Inability and unwillingness to stand up to the left as they keep moving us further and further to the left, starting with Woodrow Wilson, going on with FDR and the New Deal, Johnson, the Great Society. We've spent $20 trillion on welfare since 1965. And we've got more people in poverty, we've got far more people on food stamps, and our country's in chaos, and we have women, 60-70% of some populations where there's no father in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So getting back to your original question, we've got to change the leadership. No, I'm not going to get along with everybody. I don't intend to.
Mm-hmm.
Person I'm probably most going to agree with are my friends Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, those of us who want to shrink down the size of the government. I'm sorry, I took a little bit too long to answer that question.
What are some specific, maybe, pieces of legislation? I'm sure you've given it some thought, some specific bills that you would like to put forward that would reduce government.
Starting with Obamacare, this is the most dangerous. And we saw the startup there, Chad, it didn't work. The registration hasn't worked. Now they're finding out that the right mix of people isn't coming in. 70-80% of the people in some states are getting government subsidies. They're basically buying a welfare, insurance policy. And they needed a mix. They said they needed a mix of about 38-42% young people, 35 and under, mm-hmm. to fund this. Those people aren't signing up. Young people aren't crazy. They're not going to be putting in $5,000-$10,000 a year for an insurance policy when they don't need that level of insurance policy. Before Obamacare, one could go out and for $75 a month get a catastrophic policy, $20,000 deductible that covered one up for $2 million. So one can get care. Now you can't get such a policy. Anything that's equivalent to that and even has the same deductible is $700-$800 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take apart Obamacare, basically getting out the mandate that insurance has to cover a whole lot of things. It should come back to the states. It's just like buying insurance. You can't turn on television without seeing Geico or some other program or some other insurance company advertising, hey, buy our insurance, name your price. Lower costs. And that's what people need is a choice.
Well, besides Obamacare, though, there are a lot of Republicans out there who want to get rid of Obamacare.
Yes.
Besides Obamacare, what are some other areas?
We need to rein in the EPA. We need protection. We need to protect ourselves from chemicals and pollutants and such. But the EPA has gotten out of control. We need to rein in the Endangered Species Act. It's great to protect endangered species, but that act is being used as a means of cutting down our oil and gas production. We need to rein in the Department of Education. 70-80% of the money in the Department of Education doesn't even leave the walls of the Department of Education. We need to get that money back to the states. We need to get control back to the states. This core curriculum is dumbing down our schools, and it's not going to work.
When it comes to agriculture, obviously. Big
agriculture.
Out here. Farm bill.
Yes.
Well, where would you be on the farm bill?
Well, I'm a farmer. I raise corn and soybeans. My family's been involved with Farm Bill since the New Deal. Mm-hmm. And my wife raises fruit and such in California. So we're very much involved in farming. My family for almost 200 years in the U.S., hers since the 1880s. And we need at this point, we need a good Farm Bill. We need a program where farmers can buy good insurance. We need to separate support and working with the farmers from welfare.
Is that going to happen, though? I mean, it's something that Republicans bring up.
It's political. Is that going to happen? No, it's not going to happen, Chad. Okay. It's not going to happen in the near future. You and I, you know, we can dream that'll happen. But it's political. The Democrats have it in there so they have leverage to keep increasing the food stamp program. The Republicans are afraid to challenge that. The Republicans aren't saying we don't want to feed the people. It's just, let's separate this thing. Let's get a look at this food stamp program. We've got 80 programs in the federal government that feed people. We don't need 80 programs to feed people. Mm-hmm. We need one program. One program that oversees the feeding of hungry people. And these are things that we can do with small bills. Consolidate the food program within the federal government. Separate out. But the thing is about small bills, Chad, or putting bills through. Even if they don't pass, they get the attention of the American people. And the American people say, whoa, they're trying to do the right thing, and these guys are blocking them. We need to get the blockers out of the way. So they pick up the phone, they go visit their congressman and say, look, you're doing the wrong thing. And even Democrats are very sensitive to getting reelected, and they're going to start listening to the people. So the process is not so much passing everything, but getting the attention of the American people so they get involved.
Visiting with Dr. Donald May in studio here on the Chad Hasty Show. We visited with your opponent, the incumbent, just a few days ago here on the program. And he enjoyed throwing around the phrase that he's a workhorse, not a show horse. And it sounds like to me, and tell me if I'm wrong here, that you were someone who wants to get out in front of the cameras a little bit more. You want to bring issues to the people a little bit more than the incumbent right now. Do you think is that fair?
Absolutely fair. My goal is to get in front of the Congress and get in front of the American people, not to show off, but to get the American people interested in what's going on, get them educated. I'm told that I can have at least 7 minutes every day on the floor of that house when it's in session. I'm going to take those 7 minutes. You know I'll do that. I wrote 2,150 consecutive conservative columns for the Mr. Conservative column before I started this race. And I will be in front of the news media every day, again, not to say, hey, look what I'm doing, but look what the problems are. Here's the problem. Here's what we need to do about it. Here's some solutions. Here's what you, the American people, need to do. And we will be informing the American people 365 days a year.
Has that been your main criticism of the incumbent, that he's not in front of the cameras more?
No, that's not it. We've got to get things done. My main criticism of the opponent is that he has supported liberal agendas. He supported Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. He supported global warming. He has gone on expedition to Antarctica to check out global warming.
How did he support global warming?
They went down. Apparently, the Democrats put together a expedition down there to check out global warming, and they went down there and spent a lot of taxpayer money. And I'm not sure what they checked out, because the average winter temperature down there is minus 72, and if we get global warming, it goes up to minus 68. That's still real cold. And we look at what happened just a couple weeks ago when that expedition went in the Russian ship. They went down there to show that the sea ice wasn't there anymore. Well, what happened? It's summertime down there, and the sea ice trapped the Russian ship. The Snow Dragon, which is a Chinese icebreaker, came after them to get them out. They got stuck in the ice. Need to be active. Voting is one thing, but getting active is another thing. My opponent, the incumbent, I think has tried very hard, but he's only written three bills that have been passed. Two of those named post offices, and one, I believe, exchanged an 80-acre parcel of land between Lubbock Christian University and the U.S. Forest Service in New Mexico. That isn't enough. We need conservative bills passed. We need bills that cut down the size of government. My opponent has said that he didn't go up there to write bills to make the government larger, and I'm glad of that. But we need to write bills to decrease the size of government, because, Chad, the only way we get the size of government decreased is we've got to write bills. or we've got to write amendments to the Constitution. There's no other way. We have to rein in the bureaucracy that the federal government has created.
We've been visiting with Dr. Donald May, running for U.S. Congress. Your website, I believe it's mayforcongress.com.
Mayfortexas.
Mayfortexas. Okay.
I'm running this up to represent the people of the state of Texas.
Dr. Donald May, appreciate your time today. We'll have you back in studio as the primary continues. This is going to be, I think, a very interesting primary for U.S. Congress. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you again.